everybody, what's going on? And welcome to another episode of Voices from the Grid. I'm your host for this episode, Blue Ranger Brian Massey, being joined by...
Me. Hi, White Ranger Mike. Normally you introduce the person, Brian.
I was letting you introduce yourself.
I do enough introducing. I mean, I just introduced you in the last episode.
All right, well, my apologies.
Put some respect on the name, son.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for White Ranger, Michael Lindebaum.
Better.
Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Well, being how this is the third episode in a row that we're recording, I was the host for the first time that we did.
Oh man!
Remember, we ripped the curtain off and we yeeted that thing like long ago.
But technically, when you listen to this, it's going to be a week. So, like, we're
recording in October, but you're listening in like June.
Yes. Man, it is weather here, but enjoy the shorts when you're listening to this. It should be fun. So tonight we have a two-parter for you. We're going to be talking about Along Came a Spider. And we're also going to be talking about Sowing the Seeds of Evil, which, by the way, just a brief note, I thought that was Sowing the Seeds of Evil, not Seas, as in, like, sailing the mighty, you know, whatever. So, yeah. When I was writing these notes, I had to change the title, so I was like, wow, we're off to a great start already, aren't we? So, I'll just go ahead and start it off with just a brief synopsis from Ranger Wiki here. Along Came a Spider is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 3, Episode 40, and it is Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers Episode 8. It originally aired February 13th, 1996. Young Adam travels to Korea and meets a wise sage. I almost said white sage. Oh my God. Wise sage that may lead him to the Zeo subcrystal he seeks. As Billy makes preparations for restoring his friends, the Alien Rangers must deal with Arachnofiend. So this is the first episode since Beauty and the Beast that Tommy makes no appearance, and the only one until Turbo's Stitch Witchery after he makes another departure. The scientist who gives Billy the phase modulator in this episode appears in the next Zero serial. Her name was revealed as Dr. Kinder in the ninth short. And also, an Arby's restaurant can be seen in the background when the Tangas enter the car wash. This one's going to get weird, folks. So, did you want to take it or should I?
I'll take it to start. So we begin the episode with Billy and the Alien Rangers continuing the work on a device to transform the others with the Zeo crystals. Originally, I thought that it was to help the Alien Rangers rehydrate, but no, it's actually really to work on the Zeo crystals.
Slices and it dices.
Which then brings us to Adam's Zeo crystal quest, whereas Brian said, but I'm going to say it properly the first time, where he is looking for a wise man.
Yes, not a white man, a wise man.
Yes.
Oh boy.
As Adam begins his quest for the Zeo crystal and for the wise man, Zed unleashes a spider monster and Goldar and Rito are lost in the command center, to which then Rito wins a game of tic-tac-toe on the command center wall.
Which is supposed to be the map that they're trying to draw from memory, by the way.
Yeah. So back to Adam. The wise man is actually following Adam around, and the wise man claims that the frog spirit drew the man to Adam. Back to Angel Grove, the Alien Rangers go to a car wash to try to rehydrate, but they get attacked by Tangas, and then Billy returns to a spider monster and gets captured. We'll talk about the Tangas and the car wash later. Back to Adam. Back to Adam, he finds the wise man and the waterfall, and he's bewildered that the wise man has been the one that's been following around the entire time.
No, really?
The Alien Rangers battle the spider monster, Zords for victory. Anyone's a wrestling fan, they'll understand that reference.
Oh, yeah.
And then to end the episode, Adam secures the Zeo crystal and returns to the command center.
Yes. So, while there is so much that we could talk about in this episode, I do have a series of questions for you as my guest on this episode.
Maybe.
Okay.
And there was that one time at band camp, but we don't talk about that one time at band camp.
Oh my. Okay, so
this is how we make things awkward right off the bat.
You've clearly never played gay chicken with me before. Now, Mike, first and foremost, what are your overall thoughts on Adam's journey in this episode?
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, because we also did Rocky's the last episode, we're going to be doing Tommy and Katz in a moment. And in the next episode, when we're with Ben and Sasha, we're going to be doing Aisha's as well, which means you and I are doing every single Zeo Crystal
quest. We sure are.
I think that might have been done on purpose. I don't know.
Maybe they just didn't want to do it.
I don't know. It's kind of like feeling, it's kind of like how you and Ben dumped the Christmas episode on two Jews and Sasha and I.
I had nothing to do with that. But sure. I can't.
But anyways, but going back to your original question, when you look at Adam's quest, in a way, it's almost identical to Rocky's, in a way, because he needs to meet somebody, or he has to technically befriend somebody to get him to where he needs to go, and then he just has to climb into something or up something to get the crystal. They were a little kind of like mimic each other. There was a little bit more to Adam's, because when he first got there, he ran into a woman. And then he went on the quest, and then that's when he ran into the wise man throughout the quest. And so it's like, so
remember that for later, by the way.
So you have a little bit of a differential there. And like, when he gets the crystal, he doesn't have the town folk celebrating the fact that he took a crystal that calmed the volcano. It's like, hey, I got the Zeo crystal. I calmed the waterfall for you.
I mean, and so he's in Korea. He realizes that he's in Korea. So like, when he's talking to that woman, he, you know, he's saying hello, and then he remembers, oh wait, hold on, and then he says, you know, Anhasayo, to greet her, and she's like, oh wait, no, I speak English, and I'm like, he said what? Okay, cool. So this time we have two incidents where the person that the ranger is trying to talk to, in what seems to be a native and foreign land, can speak perfect English. So here's hoping the next time we get a hat trick on that. I think I thought his quest was kind of cool. It was very obvious
I mean I don't want to say his was better than Rocky's, but at least it had a little bit more soul searching on his. It was just with Rocky, it's like he befriends a kid, the kid takes him to the volcano, he climbs into the volcano because Rocky just wants to have fun, and then he pulls out the Zeo crystal. The town people celebrate. Whereas with
Ray,
with Adam, there's more soul searching for him in this one.
Which is
really sad, because Johnny Young Bosch gets the one episode with the lantern, right? It's the only episode where it's actually an Adam episode, because Adam has been so underutilized this season, in season three as a whole. And like, you get this one episode where Adam as a kid gets to have this like soul search, essentially. I wish that was kind of Johnny a little bit there that was doing.
Like,
because Johnny Young Bosch deserves that.
And see, I feel like this might be a reason why Ben's not doing this episode, because this would kind of be like, I feel like that would be the biggest thing that he'd be talking about, is like, why isn't this a Johnny Young Bosch episode?
I mean, Ben would make the argument that this is still an Adam episode. This is still an Adam Park episode. It may not be Johnny doing it, but you know, it's still about Park, the greatest Power Ranger of all time.
Indeed. The main monster this episode, not to change up abruptly, but the main monster, the monster of the week, is a spider-looking character. Thoughts on Arachnofiend? Killed too quickly.
let's be honest, the monsters are just going to get destroyed too quickly regardless. So
yeah,
deal with it.
It looked cool, and like I will say this much, definitely a monster I want to watch the Super Sentai version of, because it looked cool. Like, it looked like they did some really cool stuff in the Sentai, but for the nature of the Power Rangers episode, they weren't able to do much with the character.
Which, I mean, what they did with Billy's lab and how they like put spider webs all over it and stuff like that, I thought they did a decent job of making the monster a little bit of a menace, because it's like, yeah, hey, it attacked Billy and it put spider webs all over the place. And
yeah, it's interesting. And what's interesting about this set of episodes, because they are trying to make it so that yes, there's obviously the Zeo Crystal focus for the main plot, but they're still trying to also have the Monster of the Week, they're still trying to have the monster fights with the Zords and all that. But we're kind of in a weird lull point right now where, like, the average, like, plot point of a Power Rangers episode where, like, hey, here's a thing, you know, the monster shows up, they have to fight the monster, and then they morph, and, like, that's the main, but that's not what's happening in these 10 episodes, because there's so much that they're trying to set up for Zeo that I would almost argue that in these episodes, they almost do a disservice to the Monsters of the Week, which is kind of a shame, because Kakuranger has some really, really interesting looking monsters that they could use. And, you know, that's just the nature of, you know, that's just the nature of the game, I guess. That's just the way that this show is going to work. But, like, yeah, there's, I don't know.
And here's the thing, like, we'll get to sowing the seeds of evil in a moment, but, like, I'm reading my notes and it's like, we were talking about the monster here. There's no monster in the next episode.
No. Technically there is, but it's like, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Yeah. Oh yeah. So before we move on, we gotta talk about the car wash scene.
Yes, the car wash scene where the Tangas probably enjoyed that more than fighting the Rangers.
Yeah.
When I say they enjoyed it, they really enjoyed it.
What made me laugh was, so Tenga Bye Bye plays in the background, but like there's very little in the way of actual fighting going on. So like it's like whenever I hear that song, I just imagine like there's a fight going on, but like the Aqua Rangers are just kind of like walking through and like doing their weird stance where they're trying to like rehydrate. Which, by the way, if you're trying to rehydrate,
Do you want the soapy suds?
I mean, how is their equation body going to handle the hot wax? Like, that's my main concern. It's like, I get, and one of the Aqua Rangers, which, by the way, all this time the Tangas are going through there, and like one of them actually gets plucked by the machine, basically. So he's just standing there, like basically naked. He's like, ah! The alien rangers get through the car wash just fine, because apparently that's not going to mess with their physiology, but like a little bit of ooze will from the moon. Whatever, fine. I guess they can handle soap.
I mean, they have to take a shower eventually.
That is true. I don't know if it was Sestro or I think it's Tidius or Tidius. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but like one of them looks to the other after they're done and they ask, how was that? And their response is, it's not Aquatar, but any port in a storm. Oofa. Like, that's not usually when that term gets used, but okay. Oh my god. It was such a random and fun scene. But
yeah. So I guess we can move on. Sowing the seed of evil.
Indeed. Sowing the Seeds of Evil. So this is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 3, Episode 41, and Alien Rangers Episode 9. We have yet another brief synopsis from Ranger Wiki. Check it out for all your Power Ranger and Super Sentai inquiries, because they are really good at that. Just tons of knowledge. Anything you would want to know, check that out. So here's a brief synopsis for this episode. So young Kat must pass a test of character to earn her Zeo subcrystal, while young Tommy meets a wise Native American named True of Heart, who speaks of events yet to come as he helps reveal the subcrystal. Seeking an ally to destroy the alien rangers, Lord Zedd learns of the nemesis Hydro Hog and makes arrangements for his trip to Earth. That's right,
because Zedd was plotting, and that's what we get in the next episode that we're going to be doing.
Yeah,
next week. But so let's just go right into it. We have Tommy's Zeo Crystal quest. We have Kat's Zeo Crystal quest. Tommy's quest is that Tommy arrives at a Native American camp, and he's pointed to a hawk flying in the sky. And then when we get Kat for her quest, she arrives back in Australia. Going back to Tommy, he meets True Heart. That name is relevant for what we get later on in Zeo. And is told of the story of the fight between good and evil and of the crystal, which they actually do this really nice thing where they have like the rock, like the paintings of the story is on the rock, which is like a Native American thing, which is like really cool. So I thought that was nice. And how they actually give a story about the Zeo Crystal. They actually give the Zeo Crystal. I think True Heart gave more meaning to the Zeo Crystals than Zordon could ever do.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. I honestly agree with you, because like, you know, with Zordon, it's always just like, here's another power that'll make you more powerful than you were when you were super powerful. Whereas True of Heart is like, yo, there's a story here. There's like, hey, you know, one that is, you know, pure of heart will show up and, you know, take this, you know, and there's a whole thing with it as well. And of course, the one ranger that gets the super convoluted and super like detailed story happens to be Tommy, everybody's favorite ranger.
Yeah,
thought I'd say that for Ben. But anyways,
going back to Kat, Kat gets picked up by Kat, or Agatha. It's played by Catherine Sutherland, which she becomes the only one in the entire group who actually shows up as an adult to help her child self. And then this leads, and then back to Angel Grove, you see the Blue Ranger and Billy get attacked by Tangas, and that's it. With that, and then you go back to Kat, and then Kat runs into another Kat, which is like some elderly woman, and then you see Tommy use his instincts to locate the crystal after getting to the top of like the rocky terrain and stuff, and Kat decides, you know, because she gets an ultimatum from Agatha that, you know, if she leaves, you know, she can't help her any further and stuff like that, because it's like all the rangers are getting like these guides and stuff like that. And Kat decides to walk the elderly version of Kat home, and she ends up getting the crystal that way because the elderly Kat had the crystal. And then Tommy then retrieves his crystal, and both of them return to the command center to end the episode.
All right. So yeah, that's kind of the end of the episode there. Now there are things that happened as well. Mainly we get our first glimpse at Hydro Hog. I guess my first question is, Mike, thoughts on Hydro Hog so far? Because honestly, it looks like Genie from Aladdin to me.
It did nothing to make me care about him.
Yeah. There's this all the setup that you get for like, oh man, this thing is like, this guy is really, really evil, and you know, okay, cool. That's all conjecture that's given by, you know, one of the alien rangers. So I literally see nothing that tells me how dangerous he actually is. Yeah, we don't really have an enemy this time around. What are your thoughts on that?
It's given the fact that we have two Zeo Crystal quests, I'm okay with it. Because like you're like, if you look at the previous two episodes with the Zeo Crystal quests, you only had one. So you had a story going on in Angel Grove, and you had a story going on with a Zeo quest. And then you had a story going on in Angel Grove, and you had a story going on in with a Zeo quest. This one, you have two Zeo quests. Because you literally have two episodes left in the season, and you got one more Zeo Crystal quest that you have to do. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you know, it's okay that you, like, yeah, okay, you do the one thing, you get Billy in the episode, you get an Alien Ranger in the episode, fine. You know, you get Zed and Rita in there a little bit, fine. But yeah, realistically, it's more about those Zeo Crystal quests, and you're bouncing back between the two stories. Like, essentially, that's how it really does work. It's really two stories in an episode going on at the same time.
Yeah, like it was weird seeing like adult Cat twice, by the way.
That made no sense whatsoever.
And like there was also a thing too where like, so yeah, I wrote here, so young Cat helps the older woman, who then repays her with the Zeo Crystal, which, like, okay, cool, that's a way to wrap that up really fast. And she has this line where she says, whenever people sacrifice their needs to help others, they are always rewarded. I don't know about all that, but sure.
I'm still waiting for the day on that one.
But this episode was interesting. I guess the last thing I could ask is thoughts on Golar and Rito's mission at this point, because I think...
Did they even show anything in this episode of their mission?
They have this really funny little bit where, like, Rito accidentally activates the thing, and so Golar's like, all right, you stay here, I'm gonna go get help, and he runs away.
Yeah, that's right. Like, they did do that. Yeah, I mean, that was your comedy sketch,
pretty much. But overall thoughts on this episode? Like,
I mean, it did what it needed to do. It's getting us to our conclusion. That's essentially what this episode did. It's not a filler episode, because, you know, it's part of the over. Arcing story, but it's just helping us get to the conclusion a little bit faster, knowing that there's only two episodes left of the season in general.
Yeah, so overall not too bad, and I think at that point, let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Yep. So you can find me on social media. I'm just gonna hop right in there.
All right.
You can find me on Twitter at the Lindenbaum 75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, Twitch doing that gamer thing at twitch.tv/themichaelx75, and of course everything's on the website at txhthockey.com, and for the show is /vftg, and the Twitter account for the show is @vftg_PR.
All right, and you can find me at One Drunk Geek on Twitter. You can also find me at castwavestudios.com. Be sure to check out One Drunk Geek and also Both Are Going Nowhere, which are shows that we've been doing forever. And also you can check me out on Instagram at Draken22. Let's go ahead and wrap this up.
So I actually don't have the intro, because I'm usually the one always closing everything.
All right. Well,
I'm the one who hits the stop record button.
That is true. So, everybody, thank you so much once again for joining us for another more phenomenal episode. And as always, be sure to grab your power coins and your power markers.
And till next time, may the power protect you.